This is WKAR Online. Michigan apple farmers suffered their largest crop loss since the 1940s this year. Early spring warmth followed by hard frosts killed fruit tree buds. The harvest is not all in yet, but state officials predict a 90% reduction in apple yield. WKAR's Melissa Benmark spoke with Michigan Apple Committee Executive Director Diane Smith about how farmers are coping.
Michigan apples, we grow fresh and processed apples here in the state. So I would say about 40% of our crop goes to fresh and 60% goes to process. Process can be everything from juice to cider to applesauce, pie filling, slices that you find at McDonald's, you know, those kind of value-added products that are out there. We have about 200 farm markets in the state and cider mills. So those are on a much, you know, smaller scale, but yet they're affected just as greatly as any of the commercial growers are in the state. Our normal economic impact to the state is about $700 to $900 million, depending on the crop size. This year, we're still kind of trying to gauge what is actually out there and what kind of value it's going to be back to the industry and back to the state.
Some of the orchards or cider mills have family events like corn mazes and that kind of thing. And actually, I noticed when I was looking up, you know, some numbers on this, that the pumpkin crop in particular is pretty good this year. And I wondered if some places, you know, maybe are switching their sales to be a little more focused on some other seasonal crop, like, for instance, pumpkins.
You know, I definitely think that pumpkins did have a good year. So I think that that is a shining star for the farm marketers in the state because, you know, they're struggling as well. But I think they still, you know, people equate fall with apples and cider and donuts. So they're still getting out there onto the farm. The on-farm experience, I think, encompasses so much. You know, it's a part going out and maybe picking apples, which no one was doing you pick this year. But the farm markets are still open, so they can still get out there. They can still go have a cup of cider and some donuts, still get some apples. They're also having to find places to source them and have been going to the fresh shippers a lot to be able to do that. But, yeah, you know, there aren't a lot of crops in the fall that they can also, you know, fall back on besides apples.
What are the orchards that have less of that experiential focus? What are they doing to try and make up for this year?
Well, definitely the more commercial growers they're going to be struggling. There's some different opportunities this year. The governor did sign at the end of June a bill for low interest loan program. So that was a great tool for the growers moving forward. They'll be able to access a 1% loan program to be able to bridge the gap, so to speak, until next year. I will say the majority of those growers also have some form of crop insurance. Now, crop insurance doesn't make them whole. It's maybe at the 50% rate, but that will also maybe help bridge the gap a little bit. But a lot of these growers, what we need to really realize is even though they began harvesting maybe mid-August, they're looking at probably potentially not having any income again until next October, November timeframe. That's a long time for families and the employees that depend on them. You know, they employ a lot of people that come out and work in the orchards and the packing facilities and the processing plants. So it's going to be a difficult year.
Do you find that customers are deliberately seeking out Michigan apples this year?
We are hearing quite a bit from consumers this year. A lot of supportive comments and some maybe not as supportive about the price, because the price has gone up definitely because the supply is so low. But I do think people are really interested in supporting local, and they are seeking it out. And they're trying to go to their local farm market and still help out. We get a lot of emails, well, I can't find this variety. Where is it? And, you know, well, that may have been hit. You know, all varieties were hit. It wasn't one variety that was hit more than others, but they are definitely seeking it out this year.
The frost that caused so much damage, does it permanently damage the trees?
No, we're banking on some well-rested trees for a great crop next year. We've done a lot of work with Michigan State has, and we've been working with them to try to get the word out about that. So we are banking on a great crop next year, and we are really hoping for no weather issues whatsoever as we get through that process.